A very happy new year to you, and I hope you've had a lovely week over the last week. During the next month to 6 weeks, we're looking at single verses, just one verse each Sunday, one verse wonders, because people are coming and going, and it's a great thing to learn individual verses, and I'll come on to what our verse is going to be in a moment or two. First of all, just put a hand up if you received a stocking this Christmas. Oh, come on, adults, I'm sure a few of you did. Yes, okay. And put a hand up if you asked Santa for something and then didn't receive it. Okay, who got let down this year? Charlie, I know that you asked Santa for something. What was it?
A spy set.
A spy set. And nothing got delivered. Someone else. Who else didn't get something that they asked for? Jonah. Jonah Dry.
A car.
A car. I think we've got a spare model one at home we can sort you out with. Someone else? Anyone else? Okay. Now, we're thinking this morning about God, not about Santa. And one of the wonderful things is that God has no limitations. He can give us whatever he chooses to give us. There is nothing beyond his power that's out of reach for him. There's nothing that stops him on a logistical level. He can do whatever he wants. And that means at the beginning of a new year, we can ask him for anything. Doesn't mean he'll necessarily give it to us, but we can ask him for anything. Now, if you could ask God for one thing in 2017, what would it be? If you had a freebie and you knew that you could have whatever you wanted, I wonder what you would ask God for. Here are just a few ideas. You might ask God for help. Maybe help to be able to... What am I doing holding this? Help to be able to conquer a new challenge, or do something that you haven't done before in 2016. Maybe you're going to a new school and you need God's help. You can ask him for help in that. Maybe if you could have one thing, it would be having a bill paid off, a bill that you can't pay. And if someone could just pay it for you, you could ask God, please, would this be taken care of? Maybe you would love a year when you could find more time. When the elusive 26-hour day would come into your life. Please, God, give me more time than I've actually I've had in the past. Maybe what you would love more than anything else is to see someone special who you haven't seen for a long time. Or maybe to be reconciled to someone that you've not had a good relationship with. Wouldn't that be a great thing this year? Maybe if you could have one thing, it would be to pass an exam that you've never passed. Does anyone take... No, I won't actually ask about driving tests here. I once knew someone that passed their driving test on their eighth go. If you could have one thing, would it be to pass an exam? Or maybe if you could have one thing, it would be to change a habit that you've never been able to change, which is really what a New Year's resolution is about, isn't it? Wanting to change something. Well, we can ask for lots of things, but here is one great thing that we can ask for. And what I'm going to do is ask, this is our verse for the day, and I might ask Matthew Flint to come up and to read this for us. Matthew's going to come up. You've got your Bible. What did I do with the microphone? Here's the microphone. Thanks, Matthew, for coming up here. How old are you?
10.
Brilliant. You had a good Christmas?
Yes.
You put that on there. So this is 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Can I read that out?
Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard, so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Give him a round of applause. Thanks very much. Here is one thing for us to ask for in 2017, that we might grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Okay, here's a question for you. How do you know, this is a biological question, how do you know if something is alive? What are the key signs of life? Tick, 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 tick. Remember this? Back at school. Adults here who can remember key signs of life?
Movement. Movement.
Oops.
That moves.
Moves. Moves. Moves. Moves.
If it breathes.
It moves. That means it responds to the environment. It breathes. Any other key signs of life? In fact, are they alive? Any other key signs of life? Ronnie, what have you got?
Medical. Reproduces.
Reproduces. Yes, like a photocopier. Reproduces. And here is another one, that it grows. So when something grows, it shows that it is alive. And for a Christian to show that they are alive, a Christian needs to be growing. If you're not growing as a Christian, there are worrying signs of death. Are you alive? And so the aim in 2017 is actually be growing, not just to be, am I the same as I was last year? It's not just can I maintain things, but can I actually grow as a Christian? Now, here are two ways to grow. Grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. First of all, grow in grace. God's grace in Jesus is his amazing love towards us. His love, such as that he only sees us when we believe in Jesus, God sees us like he sees his own son, Jesus. And he loves us like he loves his own son, Jesus Christ. So his grace towards us is that love towards us. And here we're to grow in that grace, which means not that the grace is increasing, but that our understanding of it is growing. So that in 2017, we're not to have the same understanding we were in 2016, but we're actually to grow and to develop in that understanding. Now, what does that mean? Well, let me give you an illustration. From time to time in life, you get given a present, which when you were given it, you might have thought, oh yeah, you know, that's okay, it's quite nice. But over the years that follow, you think, actually, that was better than what I ever realised. For us, actually, I didn't check this with Teresa. When it comes to, it's interesting, several years on, thinking about the wedding presents people gave you, what are the ones that outperformed over the years? What are the wedding presents that you enjoyed, that you found more useful now than you ever would have thought of at the time? Now, here we are, the humble tin opener. A friend of ours gave us this on our for a wedding present, and when they gave it to us, I thought, well, that's nice. You know, it's a tin opener. Everyone needs a tin opener. And they also gave us one or two other sort of similar gadgets, and that was fine. Over the years since, the pleasure of having a tin opener, are you getting this? The pleasure of a tin opener that works effortlessly every time with that, isn't it a beautiful thing? And that was when I came home to me this week, because we went away for a couple of days this week and we hired a batch, we stayed in a batch, and there was one of those tin openers that cuts your hand as you're trying to open the tin. And I looked back to the person that gave us this and I thought, there is a tin opener. That is quality. Now, the tin opener hasn't changed, but my understanding of it has changed over the years. Don't any of you think about taking this at the end of the service. That is my tin opener, our tin opener. Because the understanding, the appreciation has grown over the years. Now, when we grow in grace, the grace hasn't changed, God's love hasn't changed, but our understanding of it does change as we realize how amazing God's love really is. It means that it gets better and better in our experience. In other words, what we're doing here is we are valuing the gift. We're valuing the gift. We're realizing quite how good it is. For example, maybe in 2017, one or two of us here will fail in certain ways. Maybe we'll do something wrong. Or maybe we'll realize we've got into a pattern of doing something wrong. And then we realize that God's grace covers that. That God's grace means that he forgives us for everything. He loves us just as much now as he did when we were right on track. Or what happens when we find that someone in school, someone in our class doesn't accept us, doesn't like us? And then we remember God's grace and remember that he accepts us now as much as he ever did. If we're accepted by God, we can cope if one or two other people in life don't fully like us, don't fully accept us. Or what happens when we feel we've got to prove ourselves in some way, and then we don't manage to prove ourselves in that way? Well, we're reminded that God's grace means that we're always proved right in his sight all of the time. So to grow in grace means that we value the gift of God's love more now than we did before. That's the first half. And then we're to grow in knowledge. That means growing in knowing. You like it? Growing in knowing. Growing in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. But we know there's two types of knowledge, don't we? There's the kind of knowledge where you're just sort of stacking up knowledge that you might learn for an exam. There's, you know, that kind of learning, that sort of thing. And it is true that you can learn about someone. Did you know the longest biography, Guinness Book of Records, longest biography is 32 volumes? That there is the Encyclopedia Britannica, but I put it up because that's a 32-volume set. So imagine that being written about someone, and the person it was written about is a very well-known man, if you happen to know him. Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Here he is, an Indian guru. So the person that wrote about him, a Dr. Raju, obviously knew a huge amount about him, 32 volumes worth. That's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking just knowing a lot about someone. If you buy Richie McCaw's autobiography, you might know about him. We're talking about actually knowing him. Here's a couple you can see who know each other. They know about each other, but they know each other. They have that long-standing relationship. You can see it in their faces. And when it comes to us and Jesus, that's what we want to develop. We want to grow to know Jesus better. We grow in grace, understanding his love, and we grow in knowledge of him. And that means we're to value the relationship. Now, the only way to develop a relationship like that is to spend time with the other person, to get to know them, their likes and dislikes, to listen to them, to talk to them. And when it comes to Jesus, it's just the same. We're to value the relationship with him. We're to spend time with him. We're to listen to him as he speaks to us in his word. We're to speak to him through praying to him. And we're to think about him. We're to want to spend time with him. And maybe one way that we can show that we're serious about that is actually praying to him and asking him that our relationship in 2017 would deepen. Wouldn't that be a great thing to pray? Please help me to get to know you better. Help me to grow in that knowledge in this year ahead. So there are two aspects for us. We're to grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, and we're to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if we grow in those ways, then in that way, we'll bring glory to him in our lives. Why don't we pray and ask for God's help in that? Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your kindness to us in giving yourself to us. Thank you for being born into this world. We thank you that you did that we might come to know you. And so we pray that in 2017, you would help us to grow in our understanding of the grace that you've shown to us, and to grow in our relationship with you. Please, we pray, help us to treasure that relationship. Help us, we pray, to be disciplined in spending time with you. Help us to long to get to know you better. We do ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.